is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Travis Schwab, head men's basketball coach at Muskingum University, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 27th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. March's roundtable question is, what is the worst coaching advice you have ever been given? Our coaching lineup this month includes Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Dave Grinjinski, host of the Courtside Culture Podcast, Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Don Showalter, USA Basketball, John Schulman, University of Alabama Huntsville, and Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. And don't forget to check out our Hoopheads pod network of shows, including Thrive with Trevor Huffman, Beyond the Ball, the CoachMaze.com podcast, Players Court, Bleachers and Boards, The Green Light, Courtside Culture, and our team-focused NBA podcasts. Cavaliers Central, Knuck If You Buck, 305 Culture, Hashtag Lakers, Motor City Hoops, X's and O's NBA Breakdown, Spanning the Spurs, LA Hoops, The Wizards Hoops Analyst, and At the Buzzer. We're looking for more NBA podcasters interested in hosting their own show centered on a particular team. Email us info@hoopheadspod.com if you're interested in learning more and bringing your talent to our network. Let's hear from our coaches about the worst coaching advice they've ever received. Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey, Hoopheads. Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls, and answering the question about the worst coaching advice I've ever been given. And to be honest, I can't think I've ever gotten a bad piece of coaching advice. I think that all the coaching advice I've ever gotten is all coming from a good place and, you know, with things that have worked for other people. And it's not to say that everything is going to work for you. And I think that with all coaching advice and all, you know, guidance and anything that you get from a coaching standpoint, it's something that you got to sift through and think about if it works for you or if it works for your program at your school. But I think that, you know, I think I'm usually just pretty appreciative that any coaches would be willing to give me any advice at all, you know, to try to help. And I can't even count any of it as bad. It might even be something that you think about as something that might, you know, work for another coach, but it just might not be the best thing for you. But that's how, you know, you might get to a different solution with whatever it is that your problem is. So hopefully that helps.
Dave Grinjinski, host of the Courtside Culture Podcast.
Honestly, the worst coaching advice I've ever gotten is to be consistent. I had a coach who, every time I asked about my game and how I could help the team, he'd reply, consistency. You got to be consistent. Well, who doesn't want to be consistent? I mean, everybody wants to be a consistent three-point shooter or a consistent finisher or be someone who does a good job of consistently guarding their man on the perimeter. To me, that advice is just coaching the obvious. Instead, I would tell a player something like, hey, you're consistently getting to the free throw line. But if you can improve the number of free throws you make by just 2 percentage points, you can add 3 to 5 points to your stat line every game. Now that player knows exactly what part of his game to work on to help himself and the team. So coaches, the next time one of your players comes to you and asks, am I doing everything I need to be doing to help the team? Don't tell them be consistent. Give them a SMART goal instead. Something that's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. It's a better option every time.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Early in my career, I had a coach who I have tremendous respect for, still to this day, tell me that I don't need to get too close or too personal with my players. And I know what the coach was trying to tell me, but I was a young male coaching high school girls, and there was a time where a kid was having a rough game, she came off the floor, and I just kind of, you know, lightly tapped her on top of the head as she walked by to let her know, hey, we're going to be okay. And I had that same coach say, hey, you don't need to be touching them because you're a man and you're coaching girls. And that may have been the case back in the day, but I think the most important thing is to build relationships and trust with your players, and they'll run through a brick wall for you. So that may have been one of the worst bits of advice that I ever received, because I was real standoffish and not really approachable for a while. And I think that hurt the relationship that I could have built with some players early in my career. So even though that coach was trying to be very helpful and meant well, looking back, I think that may have been the worst bit of advice that I ever got from another coach.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. The question is, what is the worst coaching advice I ever received? That is really a difficult one, because I think most of the coaching advice I've received throughout my career has been really good. I think the one thing that I did receive that I question and look back on was a coach told me one time that the skill development will always come through all your scrimmages, your 5-on-5. So there's really very little need for skill development. And I thought about that, and I, you know, as a young coach, I bought into that a little bit. But then I realized that really a skill development cannot be based solely on your 5-on-5 work. It has to be done individually. It's got to be done outside the season as well. And you're really not going to get a lot better just playing 5-on-5. So that's probably the worst question, the worst information I received from a coach in my years of coaching.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yeah, this is John Shulman, head coach at University of Alabama in Huntsville. The question is, what's the worst piece of coaching advice I've ever gotten? That's a tough question. I will say this. I think all advice that's given to you can be a positive, no matter if it's bad or good. People don't know your situation. People don't know your team like you know your team. People don't know your situation in life with your family like you do. And I mean, I've been given a lot of advice on go to this job or don't take that job, or, you know, it's what you have to listen to it. And then you got to kind of find your own niche to it. You have to listen to you and your family, and not to others. But I think you do have to listen. If someone's trying to critique your team and trying to give you advice with your team, I do think you have to listen to it, but I don't think you have to do it. But I do think, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, I've always been under the rule, if you listen to the fans, you'll be right beside of them one day. And I did listen to the fans, and I was right beside of them. And I didn't like that. I did not like that view. So I think you have to listen, but you got to sift through and what's real and what's not real. And my biggest thing that I do now, if I wouldn't take advice from somebody, I'm not going to take criticism from that person. So if I don't have any respect for that person, I'm not listening to that person as they critique me. I will be critiqued by the people I want to be critiqued by and given advice by the people I want to be given advice. But as you get older, that kind of stops. So I know I'm rambling, but I would, you know, everybody's going to have an opinion and everybody's going to give you advice, whether it be good or bad. But have I had bad advice? Absolutely. Have someone told me to take this job? Absolutely. But you just got to do what you do and what's right. And you got to be able to sleep at night. You got to be able to put your head on the pillow and be able to sleep. And you got to be able to, if you lose a game, you got to be able to deal with it and not blame it on anybody else except yourself and just say, hey, man, we weren't good enough. But if you start listening to others and start doing things that's out of your comfort zone and out of your character, then just to be honest, that's your fault for listening and for taking that advice. So hopefully this helps a little bit. I know I'm rambling, but, you know, we're all going to be given good advice and bad advice. It's just up to us what we want to do with it. So hope this helps. Good luck during tournament time, and good luck as we head towards the spring and hopefully head towards some normalcy. Thank you.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
I think oftentimes, as coaches, maybe some of the worst advice we get are often stuck in old cliches. I know for me, when I was a younger coach, definitely that was true. The idea that, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. A lot of times that's just not true. If there's a huge, huge talent gap, that's just not a thing. Or we're going to outwork everybody every single day. And that may be true. Our program might do that. But if there's a huge talent gap, then I think, you know, that as a coach, sometimes you can become disillusioned and you can burn out when you're not realistic about where your program is. We all hope to get to that point one day where we can get our programs to the mountaintop. But I think that being realistic is really good advice for young coaches to know that some of these cliches aren't necessarily true. It can't be a grind all the time or you will burn out. And I think as a younger coach, sometimes some of those things that old adages used to get in the way. Coach Brotherton in Texas often talks about these things with me, and he's really shed some light and given me some good advice. And I'll say this from the coach community. Most of the advice I've been given in my career has been solid. And been good, and people have been looking out for me. A lot of times the negative coaching advice is from things that just aren't necessarily true. So I would try to say steering away from some of the old adages, a lot maybe good advice for coaches who are just getting in it.
Hey, hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com, spelled A-R-Y-S-E, and use the code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off the future of performance. That's ARYSE.com with promo code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off.
Hey, coaches, parents, and group leaders. I want to introduce you to our newest sponsor, SnapRaise.
SnapRaise is the nation's largest digital donation platform built to help teams, youth groups, and clubs raise money quickly and efficiently without selling products. SnapRaise builds your group a customizable campaign website, and students use their mobile devices to connect and engage with their biggest fans. My son's high school team used SnapRaise this season, and our team raised all the money they needed to fund their season, and then some. Getting SnapRaise started is quick and free. Just visit SnapRaise.com and you'll get connected to a local SnapRaise expert in no time.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.